WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, welcome back to The Calm Within. I'm your host, Taylor Reed, and let's be real, life can feel like a wild roller coaster sometimes, right? One minute you're soaring high with excitement, the next, you're plummeting down into uncertainty. Ever get that feeling where things just seem off? Like the ground beneath your feet is suddenly made of jelly? Well, guess what? You're not alone. Uncertainty is a part of life, and learning to stay grounded in those moments can be a game changer. Today, we're diving deep into the powerful Stoic practice of staying centered amidst chaos. I know, Stoicism might sound like something your grandpa would talk about over coffee, but trust me, these ancient philosophies are seriously relevant for us modern-day folks. Think of it like this. Stoicism isn't about being emotionless robots, that wouldn't be fun. It's about developing a mental toolkit to navigate the ups and downs with resilience and grace. So, what does staying grounded actually look like? Let me break down 5 key takeaways that can totally transform your approach to uncertainty. First up, accept what you can't control. Seriously, this is huge. We spend so much time stressing over things outside of our power, the weather, other people's opinions, traffic jams, the humanity. But let me tell you, focusing on what you can control is like hitting a reset button. Think about it. You can choose your reactions, your actions, and even your mindset. Second, focus on the present moment. Ever feel like your mind is running a million miles per hour? It's easy to get caught up in worries about the future or regrets about the past. But being present is like hitting the pause button. Take a deep breath, notice your surroundings, and savor this exact moment. You'll be surprised how calming it can be. Third, reframe your perspective. This one's all about looking at things from different angles. When faced with a challenge, instead of seeing it as an obstacle, try viewing it as an opportunity for growth. Think of it like leveling up in a video game. Each hurdle you overcome makes you stronger and wiser. Fourth, practice gratitude. It might sound cheesy, but taking a moment to appreciate the good things in your life can make a world of difference. It could be something simple like a warm cup of coffee, a beautiful sunset, or a funny text from a friend. Cultivating gratitude shifts your focus away from what's lacking and towards the abundance already present. And finally, cultivate self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. We all make mistakes, we all have bad days, and that's totally okay. Instead of beating yourself up, practice understanding and forgiveness. Remember, you're human, and that means being perfectly imperfect. Now, let me tell you a quick story that really illustrates this whole staying grounded thing. Picture this. You're rushing to work, your phone is buzzing with emails, traffic is crawling, and suddenly, bam! You spill coffee all over yourself, the perfect recipe for a meltdown, right? But what if, instead of freaking out, you took a deep breath, acknowledged that it was just an annoying and messy situation, and then laughed it off? What if you used this as a reminder to appreciate your amazing ability to adapt and keep going? You might even rock that coffee-stained shirt with confidence. See, staying grounded isn't about avoiding challenges, it's about approaching them with a calm and collected mindset. It's about remembering that even in the midst of chaos, you have the power to choose your response. So, let's recap those key takeaways. Accept what you can't control, focus on the present moment, reframe your perspective, practice gratitude, and cultivate self-compassion. Remember, life is a journey filled with twists and turns, but by developing these Stoic practices, you can navigate them with grace, resilience, and a whole lot of inner peace. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some practical ways you stay grounded when things get uncertain? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's build a community of calm amidst the chaos. And don't forget to subscribe and leave a review if this podcast is speaking to you. Until next time, keep that inner calm shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.